Listening 2. What motivates animals? Page 87. Comprehension. Exercise 1.
A lot of the work is done in chimps and other apes because they're our closest relatives. And the idea is to put the chimps into a situation that they react to. And it turns out that competition for food is what motivates them to perform. So there's been a series of experiments. One of the more recent ones has to do with putting a chimp head-to-head with a human. And the chimp wants to reach for food, and the human has the ability to pull the food away. And what the chimp readily figures out is that if it kind of sneaks around a barrier that the human can't see, it can get the food. What that experiment is showing is that the chimp understands that the human is watching them and understands how to manipulate the situation to get what it wants.
So I guess there's also been some interesting things done with birds as well, though, which aren't quite as close to us on the evolutionary relationship. We've had at least one study just this year that suggests that birds can remember, plan, or even, you know, perhaps anticipate the future. Is that correct?
Right. What happened is about 10 years ago, a couple of researchers realized that some of the skills that you see in chimps, in social animals, including us, might also exist in social birds. And so they started a series of experiments. Most of them take advantage of what they call caching behavior, in which a scrub jay, for example, or crow will take a tidbit of food, a piece of nut or whatever, and bury it. And all the experiments are based on the idea of, okay, if some other bird is watching you bury the food, what do you do? And what they've discovered is that the bird is aware when somebody else is watching. The bird takes evasive action. It will go behind a barrier to so that the onlooker can't see what it's doing. It will bury the food in one place and then come back and remove it to another place.
And I guess part of it sort of plays into this whole question of what cognition really is. I mean, isn't that sort of an extra layer of controversy or disagreement on this whole question?
Oh, right. I mean, the definition of cognition and intelligence, even if humans have to be the most intelligent beings, then we have to define intelligence in terms of what we can and cannot do. So what one of the prevailing standards is something called theory of mind. And that is when you can assess what somebody else is thinking, can judge what somebody else might be doing, can take that information and use it at a later time. And at one point, no animal was supposed to have any of that. And of course, the experience with the chimps and even with the birds are showing that, well, they know about deception. They know when someone can see something they're doing, and they know how to manipulate that, what that person can see.
Well, Liz, it sounds like there's a lot going on this front. Thanks for coming in today and chatting with us about some of it.
Well, thank you.